Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, we once again come before you in thanks and thanksgiving unto you, Lord Jesus, for all your goodness and your mercy, for your grace and your favor. We bless and we honor you this day, Lord Jesus, for the outpour of your spirit. We thank you for allowing us to gather together as one body to share in a common mind and a common sense of who you are, Lord Jesus, and to learn more and more of you each day. We ask, Father God, that as Pastor Ben prepares to share the word, that you would strengthen and anoint him, Lord Jesus, that as he decreases, that you would increase in him. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to take control of this message, take complete control, that the hearts and minds of your people are healed and delivered by the word that you speak spoken. Lord Jesus, for we know that your word is life and truth, and we thank you and we bless you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. How's everybody this morning?
Blessed.
Blessed. Amen. Amen. All right. Amen. We good? All right. So, this message that the Lord gave me, the first thing he told me when he gave me this message, before I even started on the message, he said, confusing monopoly with reality. Okay? You all, everybody know what monopoly is? The game monopoly? How you have the pretend money and, you know, you have the pretend property and all these things. And some people are so intent on this game until they kind of act like it's real. Brother Lord, come up here. Amen. You look good in that shirt. This is one of the Soldiers for Christ t-shirts. This is the one for the church. It says, we are soldiers for Christ, soldiers for life. So S4C Global Community Church. This is not a fundraiser. This is at cost. We just want you to have one. So email us at s4ctroops@aol.com and we'll send you the information. And this is for male or female. This is a great shirt. It's how's it feel? Is it comfy?
Oh, very comfy.
Okay, there you go. All right, no, you know, your check's in the mail. Okay, all right, thank you. Amen. Amen. People have confused pretend things or imaginary things with reality to the point where they govern their lives based on things that don't exist. Game of Thrones. Now, as far as I can tell, I've never played it, but I've heard a lot about it. As far as I can tell, the actual Game of Thrones don't exist. But people are so into the game until they make a lifestyle out of something that was imagined from somebody or fed to them by a demon. And they base their lives on something that has absolutely nothing to do with reality. And I'm not really just talking about the world. I'm also talking about the church. Because church, Christians can get caught up in this temporary reality to the point that they forget about the true reality, which is Christ Jesus. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Because the title of this message is Hyper-Reality is Their New Reality.
Yes.
And let me share with you the first thing the Lord gave me when he first told me about this message a little over a week ago. And I looked it up. It says hyperreality, the inability of conscious to distinguish reality from a simulation of reality, especially in technological advanced postmodern societies. Hyperreality, which is a real word, hyperreality is seen as an actual condition. It's an actual thing. Hyperreality is a real thing. Look it up. Not now, but look it up when you get home. Hyperreality is seen as a condition in which what is real and what is fiction are seamlessly blended together. Y'all listening?
Yes.
So that there is no clear distinction between where one ends and the other begins. This is not from the Bible. This is something that scientists and brainy thinking people discovered that this, because I couldn't think of the word, mother, stop laughing. It's a real, okay, I'm going to keep reading. Because I'm excited, because I got time and I got a great message. Okay, so hold on. I'm going to start that last paragraph over. What is fiction are seamlessly blended together so that there is no clear distinction between where one ends and the other begins. It allows the commingling. Y'all listening to these, to the words that come from the world. It allows the commingling of physical reality with virtual reality. This is a plan, y'all. This is not something that just, oops, this was a well thought out plan that's affecting everybody we know. Do your kid use video games? Does your kid on YouTube? Does your kid use a tablet? Do you use a tablet? Are you on YouTube? Then this might affect you too. But I'm not finished. This is the first thing I found out about it when I looked it up. Okay. Between where one ends and the other begins, it allows the commingling of physical reality with virtual reality, VR, and human intelligence with artificial intelligence. Virtual reality mixed with artificial intelligence. It's what they're using to create this imaginary world that so many people have adopted as true reality. Amen? Anybody catch this? And this got something to do with the Bible. I know you don't think it does, but it does. Just hold on, okay? Individuals may find themselves for different reasons more in tune or involved with the hyper real world. And with less physical real world, also known as hyper reality or hyper realism. Hyper realism. So remember when we were kids, some of y'all that's Lloyd and Pastor Sandy and the rest of y'all that act like y'all not, but you really are my age, when we used to go outside and play? We would go outside and we'd be outside until the sun went down and then we would go in. Now you can barely get kids to want to go outside because they're so involved with their electronics. I'm guilty. We're so involved with electronics because that's the culture now. You're scared to let your kids go outside. You don't want to get snatched. You don't want to get shot. You don't want, all this stuff is not by happenstance. All this stuff was not divinely created, but it was thought out, planned, and executed by someone that does not want you to have a real relationship with God. Amen. This is not happenstance. This is not accidental. I saw something on Facebook the other day. It's a picture. It was, they said, parents ought to start binge watching their children. Okay. Instead of binge watching the reality shows, you need to find out where Johnny is. Yeah. Amen? And I'm like, wow, so simple, but it makes a lot of sense. We're so busy watching everything else that's going on, we don't know where our kids are. It used to be a thing when I was growing up at 9 o'clock, a big old public service announcement, do you know where your kids are? Yeah. Do you remember that, Pastor Danny? Between 9 and 10 o'clock, the program would stop. It was like a commercial. Do you know where your kids are? Hey, but Mama Sharon, do you remember that? It was a real thing but now, the world has changed to the point where things like that are just laughed off. What they put that up there for? They interrupted my TV show for this? Y'all follow me? It's going to be a great message, y'all. Just work with me. So I have a few words I need you to write down. Because once I start speaking about them, I don't want to have to go back to them. I want you to already know what they mean. So let me know when you're ready. Okay, you ready? Consciousness. The definition of consciousness. Consciousness is the state or quality of, okay. Pastor Sandy, come here. Tell me if you know what this word is. I would ask my wife, but she's gone. What is that word?
It's just a blur right now.
Oh. And if you can't figure out, take it to T. Ask T if she knows.
Nobody knows that.
Okay. Can I spell it?
Yes.
S-E-N. Fascinating. Don't nobody know what that word is. S-E-N-T-I-E-N-C-E. Sentience, S-E-N-T-I-E-N-C-E. Anybody? If you can pronounce it, say it. Sentience.
What does it mean?
I know what it means. I just don't know how to say it. Okay. What he said and what they said. It means its capacity to feel, perceive, or experience subjectivity. All these words are going to mean something to you, but I need you to know what they mean so I don't have to go back, okay? Reality, because some of y'all may not know what reality is. Reality is the sum or aggregate. What does aggregate mean? I got that too. The sum or aggregate of all that is real or existent, as opposed to that which is merely imaginary. One more word. You ready? Aggregate. Aggregate is a whole or total amount of something. An example of the objective of aggregate. How would it? All right, this is how it would be said. The president represents the total population of the country, the aggregate population. So one person representing the complete population of a country or kingdom. All these words are going to mean something in a minute, okay? Y'all with me? Because y'all looking like deers in headlights. Thank you, baby. Thank you. Y'all got it? All right. So here we go. I'm going to read this again now. So you can add those words in so you know what they mean, okay? Amen.
Yeah.
All right. The inability of consciousness to distinguish reality from a simulation of reality, especially in technological advanced postmodern societies. Hyperreality is seen as a condition in which what is real and what is fiction are you trying to happen? It'll go away. Oh, you threw me off. The different more into or involved with the high real world with less physical real world. Hallelujah. Genesis 6, 1 through 6. All right, Lord, you on. Cheryl Wood, while she loves and supports the church and Pastor Sandy and lifted up in prayer, she's going through a lot with things from the White House and things that are going on. If you can do that, keep them lifted up. They did. They know. Story. Where they teach his Esau, chip his fortune for all a lentil soup. Are you willing to trade your eternity for virtuality? Are you willing to do that? Because a lot of people are. A lot of people willing to trade in the true and God for an experience that they can't take. Feeling that the Lord understands. He does. This is why he created a heaven and a hell. Because he truly understands. Amen. He truly understands. Pages of the book. You know what? Let's not go to. Hold on to Genesis. Because I. Hallelujah. Do you guys know what artificial intelligence is? May I share with you what artificial intelligence is? This is just the gist. Artificial intelligence, artificial thinking, artificial feeling, imagining, creating, and communicating. Thoughtful, what is that? Thoughtful, synthetic, and go. Because our page is flipping. Amen. You've been in Christ this long. You don't know what revelation is. You need to come up for prayer. Amen. All right, because something ain't connected up in there. All right. That's okay. I'm going to come back to A. Let me tell you, this is what they're planning. Are y'all listening?
Amen.
I research a lot. Horn, who is an author, and the Lifeboat Foundation. Anybody heard of the Lifeboat Foundation?
Yes.
Yeah, Pastor? And this is what they said, that they have for those who plan to be here. Okay? How are we looking, Miss Davis? We okay? Keep going. All right. Our minds, memories, into they want to create a human God. To create human gods. So you know this religion now where everybody's a god, they won't actually make that happen. They want it to really want to be wrapped through. They said cryonic. That's it. Cryonic, what we consider. So they want to freeze it. So when they come up with whatever it is that they're coming up with, they already have a working specimen that they can have. Y'all follow me so far?
Amen.
I didn't make this up. This is what they're planning. This part has already been done. This has been going for years. The cryonics, that's been going for years. You just don't hear a lot about it. Y'all still with me? It still got something to do with the Bible, but I'm trying to help you out. Photorealism. Anybody ever hear photorealism? Y'all don't get out much, do you? Okay, photorealism. Simulation will become the preferred environment for work and play. Simulation will become the preferred work environment for work and play. You will prefer to be in a simulated environment as opposed to being in a real place. Yeah. You're at one place where you don't go anywhere, but your hologram is all over the place being controlled by somebody else. There's more. When y'all get tired of it, let me know and I'll think about stopping. Okay, here's a big word. Haptics. Write this down. HAPTICS. Haptics. Come on, because y'all don't know what this stuff means. The scripture ain't going to mean anything to you. Well, not what I want. Not what you need to know. Haptics. The use of technology that simulates the sense of touch and motion. The use of technology that simulates the sense of touch and motion, especially to reproduce in remote operation or computer simulation the sensation that will be felt by a user interacting directly with physical objects. Do I need to read that some more? Is anybody paying attention? Am I the only one thinking about this? Y'all got this? Here are the little notes. Their research is centered on human-computer interaction, specifically focusing on wearable computing, haptics, and video games. So they start out with wearing it, and then they finish up with implanting it. Because they've already planted the seed. You're already. How many of you could get along without your cell phone for a whole week? You do your banking, your mail, your call, your directions on how to get something. Most of us, I would have issues without your cell phone. So once you get used to having the technology on you, it'll be a lot easier for you to allow them to put the technology in you. Hence, the forehead and a hand. Amen. Y'all catch the plan so far? This is deep, ain't it? When he first told me this and I was looking, I'm like, oh my God. I just kept grabbing my hand because I couldn't believe what I was reading. Okay, but I'm not done yet. Hold on. And I got time and y'all showed up early, so there you go. Okay. Gene therapy and RNA interface. Y'all ready for this? This is stuff that's already in the books. It's already happening. It's already been brought forth. You just haven't heard about it because you don't get out enough. Or we're so busy with our games, or we're so busy with, you know, them bashing the president, or we're so busy with things that don't matter. Until the things that actually do matter, we miss. And that's the plan. He wants to keep you looking at this while he's doing this. What is that, the sleight of hands? Keep you all occupied over here with your TVs and with the video games and with all this other stuff. Keep you in so stress. Keep you trying to keep your what is it called? Your credit score up and getting that promotion on the job and how much I got in the bank and do I look like so and so? Keep you so occupied with things that don't matter to God until the things that really matter you miss. And then by the time you realize what's going on, you've already accepted it. That's his plan. That's not by happenstance or accident. That was planned for your demise. Y'all with me?
Yes.
Bet you wish you'd woke up late today, huh? Okay, so let's go to gene therapy. Gene therapy replaces bad genes with good genes. Sounds good, right? Hold on. An RNA interface, which I did not look that up, I meant to and forgot. RNA interface can selectively knock out gene expression. So this RNA interface can cancel out a gene that's already operating in you. Okay? Keep listening. By knocking out genes that code for certain metabolic proteins. So a gene that you have in you that tells you you are male, female, you do this, you do that, you think this way, you think that way, they can actually go in there and change that. They're doing that now. They can actually go in and change that. They want to, when the mom's pregnant, they want to go in and change things in the baby while she's still carrying the baby. So when the baby comes out, it's a test tube baby when it comes out, because they've already put stuff in, pulled stuff out. They've already done their thing. This is the world that we are living in. We wonder why God has to destroy the world. He has to. He said, except the time be short, there will be no flesh saved. Do you know that if you take the mark of the beast, you will no longer be eligible for salvation? Because God died for mankind. Once you allow them to turn you half man, half Nephilim, you are no longer eligible for salvation. So Christ at that point will mean absolutely nothing to you. His death will mean nothing. His resurrection would mean nothing. His life would mean nothing. And heaven would mean nothing to you because you're not going. Guaranteed. Well, I repented after I received it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Once you accept the mark, once they change your DNA, because that's exactly what they're going to do, you are no longer eligible no matter what you do after that point. There's no prayer. There's no confessing. There's no nothing. There's nothing that will change your fate. Absolutely nothing. That's why the enemy does not want you to understand how dangerous this really is. And he told us about this in Genesis. And I'm going to get to that. And then he confirmed it in Revelation. So at the beginning of the book and at the end of the book and all kind of stuff in between, he's trying to tell you, watch the world. Watch what I'm trying to tell you. Watch what's happening. Pray without ceasing. Let me finish. Okay, I'm not going to say any more about Gene. I gave you the space colonization. Did you know they're planning that? That's already in the works. That's already. Isn't that funny? Because they said, now we already know that they're planning on bumping off about 6 to 7 billion people if they get the shot. We already know that. The stone in, where's that stone?
Georgia Guidestone.
The Georgia Guidestone tells you what they plan on doing. But for your sake, they said, we're going to colonize another planet to accommodate the billions of people that are about to populate this planet. We know that's a lie because they plan on bumping you off.
Right.
But they got the story here for you. You heard them talk about sending folks to Mars and colonizing Mars and going to the moon. You think God gonna let them? They done already messed up one world. You think you're gonna let them go and mess up another one? I don't think so. But amen. So that's the space colonization. There's a couple more. Y'all sick of hearing this yet?
No.
Okay. Cybernetics. Cybernetics. Anybody heard of cybernetics? I used to hear about that on the Jetsons, on the cartoons, that stuff way back in the day. But it's real. Cybernetics. Cybernetics or cyborgs. I'm gonna get, because I got a lot, so I'm gonna give you the gist. Terminator. When we think of cybernetics and cyborgs, we think of the Terminator. So their plan is to be able to replace different parts of you, internal and external, with different cybernetic type parts. That will, because once Pastor Sandy spoke a message once about they have manipulated some gene or some technology that when they inject it in you, it multiplies itself over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes. Replication.
Replication. And so once they insert certain things in you, once it's in you, it starts replicating itself over and over and over and over until the majority of you is no longer you. It is whatever they put in you. Cybernetics. Okay? Keep it. Okay. Autonomous self-replicating robots. Autonomous self-replicating robots. So they want robots to have the ability to create other robots with only mankind overseeing everything is working well. Yeah, yeah. So they're getting to the point where robots are making robots. And then once a robot, first of all, who's controlling the robots? Okay, where are they getting their instructions from? How long are they going to listen to wherever they're getting the instructions from? What they going to do with the rest of the people that are left once they have populated themselves? What's going to happen after that? This is what they're working on now. Y'all got that?
Yes.
Okay. Close your mouth, T-4. Fly jump in there. There you go. That's what my mom used to tell me. Molecular manufacturing. If self-replicating is the holy grail of robotics, then I'm really tired and my lips don't work right. Okay, I'm gonna try this again. It's been a long day already. Okay, if self-replication is the holy grail of robotics, then modular nanotechnology, or MNT, is the holy grail of manufacturing. Modular nanotechnology would use massive arrays of nanometer scales or actuators produced initially through self-replication to manufacture microscale products with atomic precision. This concept known as nanofactory. So they're going to have the robots be able to work to a point where it's laser pinpoint. It's that perfect. They could shoot a laser through your eye and you'd never feel it and change whatever they need to change and do what they got to do. And they're making robots that have the ability to make other robots to do that.
Yes.
Y'all, do y'all believe this? It's true.
Yes.
See, y'all thought I was going to be back in. It's coming. Just hold on a minute. Don't do that. Jocko said cat can't do that.
Nobody.
Oh. Here's a good one. Mind uploading. Mind uploading. Y'all ready? This is crazy. Mind uploading, sometimes referred to as non-biological intelligence. They even have a name for it. Non-biological intelligence. So whatever they upload in your brain is not organic. Wow. It's something artificial that they put up there.
Yeah.
Okay? So it's called, where are you? It's called my non-biological intelligence. Centers around the controversial proposition that cognitive processing can be implanted on substrates other than our current neurons. So they can implant things on your, in you that does not have to necessarily, they don't necessarily need to use your nerves to send messages to get stuff done, like moving your hand, move your eyes, think, go, move. They can inject something in you, a robot, a little piece of IT in you that will do what the nerves would do, only they don't need the nervous system to do it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That was my understanding. Does that make sense to you?
Amen.
Y'all good? Okay. This is what the enemy wants to do when we leave. This is stuff that he wants to perfect and execute when we leave. So it is imperative that you leave. Because if you don't leave, I just named 10. They probably have 100 times more than that. They said technology is always, what, 50 years behind what they give us? 50 years. So that cell phone that you think is so out the box, they had that 50, they had the technology 50 years ago. Technology is never where they are. This is just what they really, why do you think Apple is able to do something 3 or 4 times a year? They're not that smart. They just got all this stuff that they've been storing up. Then now it's time. Okay, now you can release. Okay, now you can release. Okay, now you can release. Y'all follow me? It is imperative that you not be here because the rapture is going to happen. It ain't happened yet. That don't mean anything. All that means is it ain't happened yet. You got another, you got a few more minutes to get it right. It is necessary. Now, thank you. Now I can go into the message. It is necessary for you not to be here, not just because of what they're doing, but because of what God has prepared for us when we leave. It's necessary that we stay connected to the vine so that we are not partakers of this madness.
Yes.
This, my biggest fear, are people that know better will still be left behind because they think this is fiction. They don't think this is real. They're concerned about their light bill and they're concerned about what their next iPhone is going to look like, and they're concerned about whatever they're concerned about, and they're not concerned about the things that control their eternity.
Yes.
You think this is the real world. This is the temporary dwelling. This is the whatever they told me a long time ago. They said whatever you dealing with, it won't last forever, because if you're dealing with, you're not going to last forever, and when you're gone, it's gone. Well, from you. There's nothing that you have that's going to last forever except Christ. But if you don't get that while you have the opportunity to get that, once it happens, you're stuck. Once it happens, you're stuck. There's no praying. God's got a wedding to go to. You had your shot. It's Israel time now. You will be one of those that when you get your head chopped off, you'll be under the altar until after the rest of the wedding feast is over.
Yeah.
Is that how you want to get to heaven? When you have the freedom to go with joy, you want to be left in this to try to... Amen. Let's go to Genesis 6. Now, let's go to Genesis. He changed it. So and then I'm going to go back to Revelation. Amen. Genesis 6, 1 through 6. Let me know when you're there. Amen. I'm so sorry Pastor Andre had to miss this, but you can give it a notes, Pastor Sandy.
Okay.
Amen. Verse number 1. Thank you, T. Verse number 1. Now, after the population of humans... of human beings had increased throughout the earth, daughters had been born to them. Verse number 2, some divine beings noticed how attractive human women were. So they took wives for themselves from a selection that pleased them. Got a little background for that. What are Nephilims? Nephilims are the offsprings of the sons of God. The sons of God were the angels that God created up there. Those were the sons of God. The sons of God are the angels that God created, okay, himself. Okay, so offsprings of the sons of God and the daughters of men. Okay. I'm sorry, let me read it again. Offsprings of the sons of God and the daughters of men before the flood. Okay, that part doesn't go there. Okay, so that's what the Nephilim are. This, the sons of God are the offspring. They are the offsprings of the... They're the offspring of... I've got all these notes. I got... They are the offsprings of the angels that had relationships with the women and created these ginormous beings.
Amen.
Okay, that's what Nephilim are. Everybody understand that?
Yes.
Do I need to say it again?
No?
Y'all got it? Okay. Y'all don't got it?
No.
Y'all got it. Okay. What are falling angels? The falling angels are the angels that sinned against God.
Amen.
Those are the angels that were at war in heaven and got kicked out. Those are the falling angels. Because it's important that you understand this.
Yes.
Y'all straight? Okay. Who is the Son of Man? Anybody know who the Son of Man is? Jesus Christ. Anybody got an amen?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear nobody. I was like, did I get it right? Okay. The Son of God is God and man.
Yes.
He was as much God as the Father. He was also as much man as you are.
Yes.
Okay. So the Son of God is God and man. God before all worlds. He was God before anything was anything. And man in our world. But since he is the only Son of God, now he is the only begotten Son. But Israel is also the Son of God.
Amen.
Amen. But right now he's talking about the begotten Son. He is the only begotten Son of God by nature and not by grace. So he is the begotten Son of God because he is actually the begotten Son of God. He has not been drafted in as we are as sons of God.
Right.
He has not been brought in as a son of God. He is actually Son of God.
Right.
Yeah. Amen? Y'all with me? How are we doing, Pastor Zaddy? Okay. So, that's who the Son of Man is. You're going to need to know this. Who are the sons of God? Now he's talking about the fallen angels.
Right.
Okay? Who are the sons of God? Small s. Angels who had fallen from their heavenly estate and they took by force the women on earth and had children with them. This was not a courtship. This was not a romance. This was slavery. They stole, snatched, took these women and had these children with them. And these children became monsters, Nephilim. Y'all, there's a lot of information, huh? There's a lot of information, and I apologize for so much information, but I have to get it out. Okay, all right, that's what we do. Amen. Here's my question to God. I asked God, I said, did the Nephilim help create artificial intelligence? And we know they did because Pastor Sandy has taught this over and over. And then I asked God another question. I said, the giant that fought David had to have been a Nephilim, 666, right? So, I realized that. I said, so David, who represented Christ, was actually defeated the Nephilim before the whole reemergence of the Nephilim comes back. Did you all realize that? That Christ defeated the Nephilim with David and Goliath?
Yes.
So the Nephilims have already been defeated. Because as it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. The Bible says nothing's new under the sun. The Nephilim being destroyed is not new. He already told you back in the day, I'm going to destroy them. And in the scriptures, he tells us, I'm going to destroy them again.
Amen?
Yes. Amen? Amen. Okay, this is all information to help you with the message.
Yep.
Whew! What a day!
Hi.
What a day! Okay, so we're still in Revelation, right?
Yeah.
I mean Genesis. Genesis, I'm sorry. Okay, so verse number two.
Three.
Verse number three. Then the Lord said, did y'all hear me speak before? When y'all came last time, y'all, was it me or Pastor Sandy? Pastor Sandy. And then, yeah, okay, amen. T, what verse am I in?
Three.
Okay. Then the Lord said, my spirit will not put up with humans for such a long time, for they are only mortal flesh. In the future, their normal lifespan, excuse me. In the future, their normal lifespan will be no more than 120 years. Have you ever met in modern times anybody more than 120 years old? I haven't. But did you know back in the day they used to live to be hundreds of years old? And so that prophecy came true, didn't it? Anybody catching? Anybody picking up on this? All right. I'll keep reading because y'all thinking. I know. Here's another version of verse number three. And Jehovah said, my spirit shall not always plead with man. Is God pleading with man now?
Yes.
Is he pleading with man now?
Yes.
He's pleading with the... Is he pleading because he's lonely and he needs some company?
No.
Is he pleading because he needs you in order to fulfill his plan? He's pleading with you because he loves you.
Yes.
He's pleading with you because he knows this is true.
Yes.
Even if you don't believe it, he knows this is true and way more. And he's pleading with the people that he created and that he loved. I don't want you here when this happens. Will you please get with the program so I can scoop you up? Because if you're not ready, you're not going. And he's pleading. He's asking you, please. I know what's about to hit the earth. You don't know. And I need you to be away from that, because when the Father, this is just what they're planning. You haven't heard what the Father's planning. He's going to pour out his wrath on the earth. We didn't even talk about his wrath. We just talk about the stupidity that they're planning.
Yeah.
You want to be here with this and that? Really? You think a video game is going to make good on what's about to happen? You need to measure this out to make sure that your actions and your lifestyle is in line with God. Because if you blow this, because you're going to, the Bible says, once appointed under man tonight, ain't nobody coming back as a cucumber, a turkey, a bag of grits, nothing. When you leave here, you gone. The Bible says, once appointed unto man to die, and after that, the judgment. You are not coming back as a cabbage.
Yeah.
Butterflies and chickens, nothing. When you leave, you're gone. That's it. Close the book. Next, please.
Yeah.
So if you blow this on your one shot, what you going to do? It's a wrap. Mic drop. Ain't even dead praying for dead people. Wherever they're going, they're there. Whatever they did, they done. Move on. Right? He's trying to plead with us. Don't stick around, because even though you hear what they're doing, you don't see what they're doing. God sees what they're doing. He sees the pedophilia. He sees the intelligence. He sees the wars that are building up. He sees stuff you have no clue what's about to happen. And you think that whatever you're dealing with in your life is worth you being left behind or being lost eternally? You think that? You need to reevaluate. Whatever you're dealing with, it will not last forever. I guarantee it. Because you ain't going to last forever. Whatever you're dealing with, it will one day be over. What you going to do when it's over? That's the question. What you going to do? You don't want to put up with a little nuisance here because you want to prove a point. Really? You want to prove a point? Is proving your point worth this? Is your pride worth going through this? Is it? Because this is real, people. whether you accept it or not, this is real and this is happening. And you can turn it off, you can change the channel, you can block out what I'm saying. It doesn't change anything. And you know what else is real? The Bible is real. Okay, let's read some more. That was verse number 3. Here's another one for verse number 3. Then the Lord said, I won't let my life-giving breath remain in anyone forever. That means you and me. No one will live more than 120 years. Do you know when Genesis was written? And he spoke in Genesis that in this generation, nobody's going to live 120 years. And it happened. Now, if he can keep that 6,000 years ago, I think he can keep his promise that he's coming again.
Amen.
I think he's faithful to keep his word. Amen?
Amen.
All right, I'm going to keep reading. Do I have okay, one more. The Lord said, I will not allow people to live forever. They are mortal. From now on, they will live no longer than 120 years. Verse number 4. And 120 is significant. Very significant. I don't even want to go into that. Go back on the YouTubes and find it. It's 120 is extremely significant. That was not by happenstance either. Amen? You got me, Abigail? All right. Verse number 4. In those days, and for some time after, giant Nephilites or Nephilims, also called the fallen, they're also called the fallen, the offspring of the fallen angels, lived on earth. For whenever the sons of God had intercourse with women, they gave birth to children who became, now here's what people misinterpret, who they became heroes and famous warriors of ancient time. That's not something for you to admire. Okay, don't trip on the word hero and warrior. Let me explain to you what we're talking about. Okay, y'all listening? Because I don't want you to think, I wish I was a Nephilim. Shoot you before you, that foolishness. Okay. Because you know, you got people that ain't thinking straight. I want to be half robot, half man. Shoot him now. That way at least he'll have a chance. Because once they plug him up, there's no chance. I'm trying to spare the brother. All right. Kill him now, Lord. Kill him now. Okay. Here we go. Famous one. Was it Nephilim's giant? Okay. So. Powerful warrior. Here's the definition of this powerful warrior. Tyrant. A cruel and oppressive ruler. That's what the Nephilims were. They were tyrants. Cruel and oppressive rulers, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. If they're coming back to the earth, they are cruel and they're tyrants, cruel and oppressive rulers. The Nephilim, how are you going to kill an infant, cut off their body parts, and drink their blood? Pastor Sandy, help me to understand. They scare the children. They get them, you know, cut them, and so the endorphins and the stuff, the chemicals that come when you are fear and when you're scared, and it enters into the bloodstream, and then adrenaline, and they get that adrenaline going in the baby while they're alive, and then they kill the baby while they're at the height, and then they drink the blood. Because they need that for their humanity portion of them. Those are Nephilim. Those are the same ones that the definition calls tyrants, cruel, and oppressive. And if that's the way they were then, you think they've changed over the years? And you want to be under the rulership of Nephilim? And under the robots that make other robots that they can inject stuff in you so that you will be whatever they want you to be? You would rather be here dealing with that, not to mention the anger that God is going to spit out on the planet. You'd rather be here dealing with that, running for your life, hiding under rocks, looking for water, than to say, yes to God, I'll be what you want me to be. What's your choice? I mean, it's plain to me, but I don't know where your mind is. Amen. Whatever annoyance I have to deal with here, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Because I know there's no way I'm going to live forever. And I will deal with whatever I need to deal with because I know one day I'm out of here.
Amen.
Fight or flight, I'm out.
Yeah.
You need to understand that whatever you're dealing with is not worth you giving up your eternity for. You have to fight for your own eternity. You have to. All right, I'm going to keep going. All right, where am I? Anybody? Verse number 5. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. The Lord observed the extent of human wickedness on the earth. And he saw that everything they thought or imagined was consistently and totally evil. I dare you to turn on the TV. I dare you to turn on, watch a commercial. It used to be after 9 o'clock. Now it's 9 in the morning. They don't care when they put that mess on. Depending on what channel you're on, it's on. There's no limits now. They just, it's crazy. It's like everything they come up with has a demonic ulterior motive. Everything. From your clothes to, you're scared to eat. To hear what's telling me, and different people were telling me some of the stuff they put in some of this food. My God. You better pray before you eat.
Amen.
You can't eat. They spray in the air. You can't eat. You can't drink. You can't go out. You can't stay in. You can't, and you don't want Jesus? What? Is it me? Am I the one mental or the rest of them? I mean, I'm just trying to understand. See, whatever you're dealing with, it's a breeze compared to what you are no longer, what you're going to have to deal with. Y'all understand? If I have to go through a little inconvenience, I'm cool with that. Because whatever it is, it can't last. Either it's going to be over or I'm going to be over or we're going to part ways. Either way, I'm out of it.
Amen.
All right, I'm going to read some more because I done lost half of y'all. Okay, here we go. Here's another version. Nikki, are they still online? How's everything going over there? All right. So, another version of that. The Lord saw how bad the people on earth were and that everything they thought and planned was evil. Everything, their thoughts, their inclinations, their heart, everything was just evil. And God is like, I don't want you there. I don't want you to be a part. I don't want you to have to live with that. I've prepared an escape for you. I need you the rules so you can escape this world. This world is not the way I made it. And I don't want my kids, I don't want my bride to be a part of this. And so he's not going to pick you up and carry you to the boat. He's not going to drag you on the boat. He's not going to threaten you. He's going to open the door and say, whoop, there it is. What you going to do? You have to be. God is telling you, I put it here for you. People like Sean and you. Look, he just works. You don't agree.
Yeah.
If you don't agree, you guys just part.
Yeah.
Because he's right and you're wrong.
Amen.
Even if you don't agree with that, it's still true.
Yeah.
Amen. Man, nobody shouting, jumping off the walls. Number 6. And then we're going to go to Revelation. Verse number 6. Then the Lord regretted that he had made human beings. And he was deeply grieved about that. I don't want God to say, wow, waste. Wow. Like a disappointed parent. Like the best schools and in church and about who Christ and buying them everything they need and a lot of things that they want. And then when they get grown, they get hooked on crack. And you're on your way to the store in a corner somewhere. Tracks up. Like, wow. This But what was all of that for? And this is the, how must God feel when he pours all of this into you? And you say, you know, that's just not my thing, Lord. But thank you. Some people, I got a thing that will be your thing. It's going to be your new thing. You're going to do the move. You're going to have room. You're going to, you go, oh, he got a thing for you. Yeah, y'all want, got no rhythm? They got, yeah. I know I'm funny. Ask my wife. No, don't ask her. I'm funker. Ask that. I'm funny. Oh, what? All right. Let's go to question 13. Almost finished, y'all. Aren't y'all good?
Yes.
In relation to the lamb, and it talked like John. John is in heaven. First of all, who knew dragons could talk? And second of all, what does a dragon sound like? I was thinking of going over this. I'm like, what is that? Who knows what a dragon sounds like? Like something. He said, am I right? Can I it worship the first beast who had all the authority of the first beast? And he made the people lived on the earth worship the first beast after to life. Saints that, well, not the saints that, because they won't, but people that have left worship the great side of the people. Technology that they're working on, Academy Award, the Grammys and stuff, 1 year, they only have one time, hologram. Instead of a person, do you have any, and they said it didn't work very well. They had to test it somewhere, and they had a hologram stage acting as the host of this award show. Y'all don't remember that? Anybody online remember that? And they said they're working out, but that was years working on technology. Where, if you notice, if you go live, well, of course you know that you go live. Everybody in the world can do the thing at the same time. Right? If you go live, every technology that's 50 years behind now, what will they unleash after we're gone? Where everybody will see the same thing at the same time, commanded to worship beast. We don't have forever to be here. You have to decide that you don't want to be here. Okay, verse number 14. And with all the miracles he allowed to perform on behalf of the first beast, he deceived all the people. Wait a minute. You mean the beast is a liar? The beast, all the people who belong to this world, everybody that belongs to the world, everybody knows to stay here. This is not fair. Everybody that have time, everybody that elected not, everybody didn't care whether or not their name was on the Lamb Book of Life. Everybody that chose, I'm going to take my chances here, as opposed to leaving with God. All the people that chose to be there, this is what they were made to do. What they do if they... so that so the image could speak to all who used to worship the image. Does that say that in the Bible? To be that refused to worship the beast commanded by the second to worship the first beast and for to kill you. It's not like you get, it matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter position is in society. Matters. When they execute this rule, that's just the way it is. And God's not going to have compassion on you why?
To be in the first place.
You were never supposed to meet the Antichrist. You were never supposed to meet the beast. You were never supposed to be injected with these robots that change human to never in the first place to get any of that. The fact that you are here is on you. And you can't pray to God to deliver. He said, killed by the sword, be killed by the sword. Whoever's put in jail will just be put in jail. Whoever's going to be tortured is going to be tortured. Because this is not your side and Israel. Oh, Lord, now. Sorry, the line is. Nobody's answering. You want to be. You see crafty here. None of that. While you have a chance. While your eye is here. The Bible says tomorrow's not. I'll do it tomorrow. You don't know if you're going to be here tomorrow. The Bible says tomorrow's not promised. You don't know what the next hour will bring. So while you have the opportunity to get it right. Get it right. Because. And then we're going to do it. God. Did you do what he commanded you to do in right standing? You met the same rules of passage. Enjoy the message. Was it good? Don't turn him off yet, G. Hope and pray. Pastor, that's for your wife. I hope and pray that someone will watch how they live. Convenience. It doesn't change your relationship and redo it in your favor. I am going to serve God no matter what. And if that happens, that's